Good day, prayer warriors. We continue with arts, entertainment, and sports prayer focus, and our topic today is part two, video games, self-controlled or controlled. For those that play video games, here are some questions to ask. Will the game edify in some way? What are the overt and subtle messages? Does it have good morals? Is evil present and obvious and glorified? Is this causing addiction? Are you wasting time when you should be doing more important things? Is it interfering with your family life or social life? Today we're going to intercede for those that play the games, the time and money spent on them, the age of those who play, the benefits and disadvantages of playing. Let's pray for discernment when and if to play the games, because all things are lawful for us according to 1 Corinthians 6:12, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for us, but we will not be dominated by anything. Well, according to the data from ESAA, the 2024 Essential Facts about the U.S. Video Game Industry, it shows 61% of Americans ages 5 to 90 years old play video games. That's 190.6 million on average, potentially, play video games at least 1 hour each week in the U.S. The player average is 36 years old. The average adult has been playing for 17 years. All right, so video games are a permanent source of entertainment for many people. Benefits: improves vision, brain booster, improves life skills, it can ease anxiety and depression, it can improve cognitive functions, problem-solving skills, use of logic, hand-to-eye coordination, it can help you be faster and more accurate in your decision-making, improved eye for details, social activity, and teamwork, depending, of course, upon the content. The disadvantages: it's addicting, and there are actually Video Gamers Anonymous as a result. Social replacement, obesity, stress can limit academic progress. It tends to violence, can make you addicted. Elevated risk of aggression replaces real-world problems with fake ones and fantasy. Many promote gambling. It decreases physical and mental health. It's a lack of focus and concentration. So, Father, we lift up the amount of time people spend that they will consider how much they spend on it. Is it wasted? Are they making the most of every opportunity in these evil days to not act thoughtlessly? Because someday we will all stand before you, the judge, and make an account for everything we did and said or didn't do and didn't say. So, Father, we pray that the time would be the first question they ask and are convicted by. Secondly, the content. Would Jesus play these games that they're playing? Why or why not? And does it help or hinder their walk with the Lord? Could they play this around children? Father, you say we are not to refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. You hate all who deal crookedly. You want to have us to do nothing with them. Third, for their boundaries, that they would have margins, that they would check for costs and time, but who to play with. And if they're sitting, how long, and for their health. God, we pray for people playing games and those that are, we know it takes up at least 1 hour a week, if not more. For many, they've been doing this for over a decade and a half. So God, this is a big area. It is a big problem potentially, but it can also be a big solution for simple intermissions. But we do pray people put the boundaries on it, put the time limits, put the cost limit, make it a budget if they're going to do it at all. But most importantly, may you be Lord of the decision that they make whether or not to play a video game, and that they would follow through with whatever you tell them to do, in Jesus' name.